Hello and welcome to episode 9.
This is Kiss and Tell, a couple's podcast of love, life, business and growth with your hosts, Nick and Viola Hug Taylor.
We're here to create more meaningful conversations and relationships in every area of your life, starting with yourself and your loved ones. We believe everyone deserves to live a joy-filled life that is abundant in all areas, and we understand that growth and success are not a solo act.
We're excited to be here with you, offering you insights from what we have learned within our relationship, as well as having some amazing chats with other couples in love or business, giving you actionable steps, mindset shifts, and personal growth that will support you in creating the best relationships you've ever had, working on living a truly heart-centered, conscious, and meaningful life.
Hey guys, thank you so much for coming on. It's just me again, just little old Nick. V's loving India. She's currently halfway through her 200-hour yoga teacher training. She's just loving it. I've been keeping up to date with everything. She's been uploading videos to Dropbox for me to watch. Snapchat, we're going to be making a little bit of a vlog of her trip, which is going to be cool. And I cannot wait for the 2nd of May. I'm going to be flying over to Bali and meeting her, and we'll be there for a couple of weeks. So that's going to be awesome. But a couple of weeks ago now, I watched this video and it had a really profound impact on me. It was a speaker at a TEDx style sort of event. And they were speaking about how to become who you want to be. And the whole point of it was to really make a decision to consciously act so that you can consciously become who you want to be and do what you want to do. And I'd never really heard it put that way, because what most people end up doing is just leaving things to chance and, oh, you know, we'll see what happens. And that's kind of what's happened with the earth. We've kind of taken it for granted, just seen what's going to happen. Didn't have any really proactive thinking over the last 200 years. And now we're facing this dramatic increase in global warming, all sorts of weather issues. And the same thing goes for humans. If we just leave our lives up to chance, our health, our finances, our relationships, then the consequences are just as dramatic and just as drastic. So really becoming who you want to be is hopefully wanting to become a better person. And so most people go through life without really making any conscious effort to become a better person. They might become a better person, but they might leave that up to chance, and sooner or later that chance will head the other direction. So I'm a huge believer in this concept, and that's who you have been is not who you have to be. So whatever circumstances you were raised in, whatever outdated ideologies and social conditioning you've been through, whatever traumatic events that's happened to you in your life, does not determine the rest of your life. What you do from now and continuing is what determines the rest of your life. So who you are today and what you're doing today will determine who you are in the future. And so that's kind of this crazy concept, but it's completely true. You know, the things, the actions that you're doing today, whether that's a choice of food, choice of exercise, the way you're deciding to react with other people, the way that you control your emotions, how happy you allow yourself to be, how proactive you are about your finances, all of these things that you're doing, consciously or not, are determining the quality, the experiences, the relationships of your life tomorrow and in the future. So hopefully we're independent and self-oriented, so we get to decide who we want to be every single day. And then obviously who we are is a function of what we do. So again, are we consciously trying or are we consciously not trying? Doesn't matter. We are always crafting our future self through every single decision that we're making. And it kind of reminds me of that movie, The Butterfly Effect. You know, you can change some seemingly insignificant things which have just huge compound effects and 6 months or 2 years or 20 years time. It's pretty crazy. So I guess deciding who you want to be and deciding what you want to have, where you want to go, what sort of relationships you want to have, how happy you want to be, deciding that really, really matters. So every single day we're making choices. Some choices are big choices, some are seemingly insignificant, But at the end of the day, it's those choices that add up to who we are today and who we are most likely to become tomorrow. Same thing, it's are we consciously choosing our circle of friends, you know, our greatest influences? And studies have shown that the five people you spend the most time with, chances are pretty good that you will become the average of those five people. Now, again, you might not consciously be making the decision that those are the five people that you want to spend the most time with, but again, that's what happens. So whether it's what you're having for lunch or what you're saying in a moment of frustration, you literally have hundreds of chances a day to define who you are and who you want to be. But without that conscious direction, your identity is left to forces and patterns and stimuli completely out of your control. So it might be a job you stumbled into, your personal history of loss or disappointment, or even the apartment or the neighborhood or the movies that you decide to watch. These will all by default determine who you are if you don't consciously decide or choose those things for yourself. So there is this whole phenomenon of just waking up one day to discover that you're living a life that you don't love. You know, that happens all the time. And I've heard Gary Vee say, and I've said it a few times now as well, if you want to be motivated in life, head along to an old people's home. Because what we can do, whether we're, you know, 27 or 35 or 50, is have a conversation with our friends and our family and, you know, kind of ask, oh, what are four or five things that you regret? And it's almost like it's a bit funny because you can laugh about them. And, you know, for me, it's, oh, you know, this one time back in, you know, when I was 19, I drank too much. And this time was, oh, blah, 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 ha, 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 ha. And it's kind of funny because we have time and we understand that, you know, those things, they might be things that we regret, but, you know, whatever, we can change that. We've got a lot of time left to go and do things that are going to make up for those regrets. But if you go to that old people's home and you have that same conversation with people who are, you know, waiting to die, they might be in a hospice care facility. You might be talking to someone who is 97 and they just don't have time left. And you ask them, you know, what are four or five things you really regret? And you listen for those answers. If that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will. Because they don't have time left. And so many of them have regrets that they're never, ever, ever going to be able to reverse or get out of. Oh, I wish I spent more time with my family. I wish I traveled more when I was younger. You know, there are so many things, and that is the result of leaving life up to those, you know, those patterns or external forces or stimuli beyond your control without making any real conscious decision on who they want to be, what they want to do, where they want to go, what sort of relationships they want to have. So this happens when you don't actively decide who you want to be. And just like a ship, if you have a ship in the middle of the ocean and you take the captain away, the ship's just going to kind of meander around and capitulate a little bit all over the sea. Just like that, so will your life. So if you want to become a better person or a more fulfilled person or a happier person or a healthier person or a person with stronger relationships, you need to take action. Not the government, not your friends, you. So I guess it can be pretty intimidating realizing that every single decision that we make contributes to the person that we want to become. I don't know, it just seems a little bit intimidating. But the thing is that if you want to become a better person, which hopefully you do, you must constantly bear this thought in mind. So I understand it might be daunting at first, but there's something very, very powerful about taking responsibility for your life, your actions, your happiness. And when you accept that only you can make decisions to become a better person and build yourself into the kind of person that you want to be, you give yourself an enormous amount of power just in making that conscious decision. See how this whole thing revolves around making conscious decisions? So I guess if you compare that sort of mindset with the default human mindset, which I guess is viewing ourselves as created mostly by external forces, well, that sort of mindset can be easier, or it can certainly feel easier. It's definitely more comfortable. You definitely feel safer. But I can assure you it's far less fun, empowering, and fulfilling. So I guess our real power as individuals comes in how we choose to react to those external forces. Now, we're always going to have that shitty day. We're always going to have that frustrating conversation. We're always going to have that moment where we're sitting down knowing we need to do something, but we just don't feel like it. And, you know, I better do this first, and we procrastinate for a wee bit. But the thing is we can choose to sit down and stew about those things for a week or just contemplate and procrastinate, or we can make the conscious decision to go, you know what, I'm going to reverse engineer this situation, this conversation, and I'm going to create a result that I want to create by making that conscious decision. So either way, whatever mindset you have, your choices today are determining the person that you are going to become. So a really cool place to start, and I actually loved doing this, is grab a pen and paper and write down a list of everybody that you really, really admire. So after this is finished, take 5 minutes and just write down on a piece of paper, scribble as many names as you can of people that you really, really admire. For me, some of the people that came up were Tony Robbins, my dad, Gary Vaynerchuk, Cristiano Ronaldo, Neil Armstrong, you know, just random people just came to my head. And then after you've written down that list, go back and think, why do you admire those people? You know, what qualities about those people do you admire them and respect the most? So for Tony Robbins, for example, I just really love the way that he can affect others with his words. Gary Vaynerchuk, his work ethic. Cristiano Ronaldo, his commitment to his sport, you know, all these sorts of things. And what this ends up doing is when you pick apart these people and you get to understand why you admire them so much, you end up creating this list of qualities that you admire in other people, which then can become a list of qualities that you want to grow in yourself. You know, what qualities of these people do you want to emulate? So I don't know about you guys, but for me, there's just something really, really cool and empowering about having this list of qualities that you admire so much in other people that you can now go and start working towards to create those in yourself. One really cool story I heard was Darren Hardy. He's the editor and founder of Success Magazine, really, really successful entrepreneur. When he was first out looking to find a wife, he ended up writing down this list of all the qualities, the personality, the looks, blah, 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 that he'd like to have in his future wife. But then from that, he decided, you know, what sort of man do I need to become to attract a wife like that? So he ended up writing a list of the qualities in himself and started working on those. And a few years later, after he had got married, he found that list and he went through the qualities of, you know, the wife that he was looking for. And his now wife, no word of a lie, had like 90% or more of those qualities that he'd written down on that list, because he decided, you know, I'm going to consciously go and make an effort to become a man that would attract a wife like that. So it's pretty cool. Well, now we have a list of qualities that we would love to become ourselves. And we also have the understanding that whether they're conscious or they're unconscious, the decisions that we are making in our lives today and tomorrow and over the next 6 months, 10 years, 20 years, are determining the depth, the quality of life that we are going to have in the future. And realize that the person that we have decided to become, we will never, ever, ever reach that point. There will always be more to work on. There will always be, you know, more growth in the areas of the qualities that we want to become. There are always going to be more growing and learning experiences for us. But I will leave it up to you guys. Do you want to become a person that creates a life of their own design? Or would you rather become a person that leaves it all down to chance? The decision really is up to you guys. Thank you so much for being here with me for this episode. And I can't wait to talk with you guys next week. I think we will be having V online, Skyping from India. So I'm really excited about that. Thank you guys. Have an awesome, consciously created life. Peace.